Right. Last week we started on Wednesday and Thursday the Inyanim of Maisik Safim. Just a brief review for those that weren't here. You can listen to the Shiurim then. But we discussed the three shitas about what is this concept of Maisik Safim. Is it a Din Daraisa? And that perhaps was the opinion of the Sefer Hasidim. That really, and what's the idea of a Din Daraisa? That the Torah speaks about Maiser Ani, right? But maybe, as the Chidah explains, that was because their society was an agricultural society. So that was their income, was from the agriculture. Today, our society is more business and liquid cash and things like that. So therefore, our society will transfer the concept of Maiser Ani to profit in monetary profits of liquid cash and things like that. And basically, Dibur HaKosav Behove, that the Torah spoke about Maiser Ani from that perspective because that was what they had their panasa then. But today it's the same din. And we'll see that even though Maaser Ani was only the third and 6 years, that was only because some explained there was another Maaser Sheni from the. But today the this idea, no one says that Maaser Ksofim is only for the third and the sixth year. So it's not a direct karma copy, but once it transferred over to the way it is today, to a society that's making income, you know, monetary income, so therefore that will apply all, you know, the whole time. And then that was the Sefer Hasidim. Then we saw the opinion of the Taz that maybe it's only a Din Rabbanan. I mean, because you have to realize the Tosis in Titus of Daftes quotes a Sifrei. Aser ta aser es kol to azarecha kol larabos pragmatia. Not only to azarecha, but any type of business, any type of income that you may kol larabos pragmatia. So that was the Sifrei. If you learn that it's not an asmachta, the Sifrei in Tosis in Titus of Daftes we saw. And the Sefer Hasidim seems to, the way the Chidah understands it, seems to be more explicit. The Taz seems to say it's a Din Derabbanan, that the Sifrei is just an Asmachta. And the Bach seems to say the whole thing is just a Minhag or a Midas Chasidus, like Shekhu said, and not a Chiyav whatsoever. And those are the different Shitas. Now, and that was one part of our discussion. And the other part of our discussion is what the discussion, and we're going to get into that more today, of what exactly do you use Maisik Safim for? Is it only Faniyim? Is it only Faniyim? Or is it for any mitzvah that you don't have a chova to do? In other words, if it's only Faniyim, because it's, so that's how some want to say, the Chasam Sofer says, that if you hold that it's a daraisa, so that it's a continuation of the of Maaser Ani of today, and it's only faniyim. I can't use it for other types of mitzvahs, but it's only for aniyim. But another post can say that no, you can use it for any mitzvah that is not a chiyuv mitzvah. In other words, if it's a chiyuv mitzvah, then you can't be poreya chov with Maaser Safim, because it has to be. But you want to help do some type of chesed project. You want to give to the hospital to help something in the hand. It's not a chovah for you to do that, but you want to do some type of mitzvah. So that was the other shita. So some want to say, Chasam Sofer seems to say that if you hold it to daraisa, then it's an extension of Maaser Ani, and if you hold and therefore it's only faniyim. And if you hold it to the rabban or a minhag, then you can be more fluid in where you give the funds to, and it doesn't have to be specifically to aniyim. And that's the discussion. Okay, so today I'd like to show you more makoros and present the shitas that are very strong, that it's a did only for aniyim, and it's not something for other things. And then we'll see more, you know, what exactly aniyim means and what exactly other mitzvahs are, etc. Oh, so I told you when I looked up the Tosis in Tainus on Daf Tes, he quotes the Sifrei. So I said, I looked up the Sifrei, I couldn't find it. So we saw that the other people have not found it as well. But there's two Midrashei Halacha that are quoted that have such a drasha. And one is, today we'll see the Pesikta, the Rav Kahana. And then, Bez Hashem, in a future packet, we'll see a Medrash Tanchuma that seemed to have this concept of giving prakmatia, things that you made from your earnings, and to give it, you know, to have a Meiser Ksafim. So in the Pesikta of the Rav Kahana here, the first page, which is, you know, one type of Medrash, it says, and then it says like this, Aser ta Aser, Aser b'shvil shalot tischaser. Right, we saw the Medrash said in the Tosis and Tainus and Daftes that the person was making a certain amount of money. He was making $1,000, so he should give 100 for Meiser. And the Gemara says, and those people that didn't do that, they ended up making, the next year, the whole income was just 100. Yes, it says if you give the Meiser, then you'll get that at least 1,000 income next year. But if not, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then I'm the Kohen, I'm the Balabais, and you become the Kohen. Now you only get a Meiser of your produce, of what you earn. So instead of your field earning 1,000 and you'll give 100, now your field will only produce even 100. So that's what it says. Asher b'shvir shalot tischaser. Asher b'shvir tischaser. Asher b'chadosh baruch hu. Asay eshaliv ani ma'aser eshalcha. Es kol. Amar Rabbi Abba Barkana. Remez l'pragmatian ul'mfarcha yamim. Those people who are businessmen. Pragmatia. So this is the source. This is one of the Medrashei Chazal that Tosis calls it the Sifrei, and we don't have the Sifrei, but this is one of the Medrashei Chazal. Because in Chumash, it doesn't say that in Chumash about it just says Tuvazarecha. But here, it's Larabos Pragmatia, Ulamefarsha Yamin, people go business, you know, they go on the sea, and they go, you know, cross country, whatever, cross world, and they do Pragmatia. Sheyu Motsim Echad Me'asara, they have to give a tenth. La'amole Torah. So it's interesting that the Medrashei Chazal that seem to have this halacha say that it's not only aniyim, but at least the preferred way is to give a dafka to people who are learning, who are aniyim, which is an interesting idea that was within the aniyim category. We have aniyim, there are aniyim in the world, and then there are people who are, you know, amoli Torah, and therefore they, you know, they didn't have parnasa, and they're aniyim. It's a subcategory of aniyim. Yeah. It reminds me of a story. I'll tell you a story. Tell you a good story. I think it was. I was at a chassid once. I was sitting at the table with Rabbi Tember and his Rebbetzin, Aleh Shalom, Rebbetzin Shifra Tember. I think it might have been Rabbi Ari Leibowitz's chasna, because his brother is married into the Tendla family. So Rebbetzin Tendla, Alei Shalom, Rav Moshe's daughter. So I said to her, so tell me a story. Give me here, you know, some story that I wouldn't, you know. All the good stories are the ones that are not going to be published, you know that. You know. So she said to me the following. She said when she was a little child in Luban, in Russia, so the they had like a daycare for the kids to go. And basically the fathers had to do some physical labor in the community, and then in turn for the physical labor, they would get the opportunity for their children to go to this daycare, this playgroup, or whatever it is. And her father, Ramosha, was learning the whole day, so he wasn't involved in this these physical labors, so she was not able to go to the this playgroup thing. And then, so one day she decided she's just going to go herself, even though she's not really allowed to go. She ran off and went, and then and they sent her home. So so she said to her mother, you know, mommy, why do you have to marry a rabbi? You know, so the point she was saying is the whole life she got covered for who she was, for who her father was. But when she was a child, she had, you know, she had these hard times. So Amoli Torah, you know, you to be a big Amoli Torah, it takes time, and that's, you know, you don't. It's not the most lucrative of. So that's the key. And look, Chofetz Chaim was the big one on this, on page 19. Take a look. In the Sefer Avos Chesed. The last two lines. He says, Im krovam eina maniyim. There's an Indian to give, if you have aniyim, who are your relatives, so you should give them first. But if your relatives are not aniyim, lechalkam aniyim achirim. When he says, mehanochon jiyahadar lechatchila, lechalkam la'amole Torah, l'man yechzeku b'torah sashem. Kimashma b'medrash, page 20, de'ikar ha'maisen niskan b'shvil lechachzik la'amole Torah. So he quotes it from the Medrash Tachuma, which we'll see in a future packet, but it's the same as this Medrash Psikta Rav Kahana. The Zelosh and HaMedrash, Tachuma, Parshas Rei, Aser Ta'aser, Aser Mishvil Tishetis Hasher, Asher Mishvil Zulotzer, Remez Nefarsha Yomim, Tain Ozo Manashim Oski Bimitzchar, Shafishu Echa Me'asara La'amole Torah. So there's a, you know, a special heder to be able to help Amole Torah. So it's interesting that people don't realize that's the you know, people have this, you know, sometimes in certain communities, a certain zilzal, the people who, you know, who are learning and things like that. Of course, everything has to be in the right way. Some people have to really be learning. You know, sometimes people are in situations where they're supposed to be learning, and maybe they're not exactly learning, and that's not good for them. It's not good for anybody. So we're talking about, you know, people are really a Amole Torah. Okay, but that's a broader discussion about Kola life and things like that. And so, but I just want, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So it could be. You could say that he's learning that it's a din derabanan. Right. It's asmachta, and it's. And even the pasuk. Right. Right. In other words, if it really is a daraisa of the din of the pasuk, then my Maser Ani, you don't find the daf of, you know, Amole Torah. It could be it was a takana, like a zecher of sorts to the Maser Ani of yesteryear.
Let's say the guy himself is learning.
Right. Who's learning?
Maybe if he's a coil guy, so maybe he should be referred as. Meaning he supports someone else learning?
Like or support himself.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a way to learn.
Right. Okay. We'll see. Okay. Now, this. Right, Mechalfi Sudosayo, right. Yeah. Okay. Now the Ramah on page 3 was the one who says that the last 3 lines of the Ramah on page 3, Reish Mem Tes, he says, Ve'in la'asaz v'imad shalom dover b'var mitzvah. So the neighbors of his kinesis shard of our mitzvah. In other words, the shul needs certain things that the shul needs. You know, neighbors, they didn't have electricity those days, so you need neighbors. Not like today, some shuls have neighbors by the omud, you know, but basically they have the, you know, but today, you know, those days they didn't have electricity, so you needed neighbors 24/7 to keep the shul going. So people had to donate money for the neighbors to the base of kinesis. So he says you can't use that for Maitse. Rak yitnenu la'anim. Only the anim. And that's from the Maril. So let's see this Maril inside. The Maril is in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. So says the Maril, V'darash kol ma'che yitin tzedakah la'anim, Berv Rosh Hashanah, Yitin ba'ayin yofa. Should always give ba'ayin yofa. Chayin kol tzedaka, v'anosni ma'isa shalhem, lasas neiros, ladlikim b'shas hatfila. Those that spend the ma'isa, honey money to, for neiros, to light b'shas hatfila, shalom kedin osin. It's not right. Ki ha'ma'isa shayach l'aniyim. The ma'isa shayach l'aniyim, v'yitin lahem hatzedaka, B'shacha, and you give them money in the morning, like an Erev Yontif, or whatever. Kidesha Yuchal Liknos Tzarchal Yontif. You can't just come to him in the afternoon. You should give it to him in the morning. And then he says, V'ma'ani Murgal Harba Suda. So say the Ani, you know, has a nice Suda, because that was what he was used to before he became an Ani. This guy, you know, he's spending too much on that suda. So why do I have to give him? The culture came from mitzvah tal harbos elam l'saimo d'chsiv day machsoro. In other words, we know that the day machsoro, the chazal darshan, that, you know, a few sus lirkov, if he was used to living a certain way, that's the day machsoro. So now he's an adi. And so you should give him even if he wants the Suda to be a little, you know, similar to what it used to be. I guess everything within reason, but you shouldn't say Al Yomar Adam Mali Lasayeya Lapazran Hazeh. Why should I give money to this person who's, you know, just you know, not giving out his money so freely and buying so many things. Simon, did you want to say something before?
Yeah,
okay. In other words, if there's somebody who doesn't have anything, right, it makes sense that it should be like that. We're gonna do Hilchas Taka Be'ez Hashem after we finish Ma'aseh Kesafim. And we'll see what the hierarchies are. It's mistaken what you're saying, very much. So that's the source of this Maril. It's from the Maril is from the Maril of Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. That's where he says. The counter shita to the Maril is. Is found in the Shach and in the Be'er Hagola on page 3. lasos mimaisa shel mashava drisha kosev b'shem tshuvas barab chol mitzvah shetovol yodo kigon lios bal bris v'lachdis chasen v'kala l'chupa. In other words, you want to be give money to be a bal bris v'lachdis chasen v'kala l'chupa. So, in other words, can't give them, can't lick those far, will move them, la shilam, la chayim, will move them, if lo haya, yecholos biyodom, lo haya, also, mitzvah, yechol liknos min ha-maiser. Whereas he's saying, if you couldn't have done this mitzvah to help with the chasim v'kala, with the, you know, to pay, to give money to for the chasim v'kala, or the baal bris, or to buy Sfarim. So you could use Meiser Ksofim. Even though this is just for a mitzvah. Right. You wouldn't be able to do this mitzvah. And it's dafka mitzvah that's not a complete obligation on you. Certain mitzvahs are, like we're going to see, like we discussed, Matonis Lavyonim is a mitzvah I have to do. So then I can't use my Suksafim money, because that's a chova. Yeah, other mitzvahs that are not exactly chovas on me, but, you know, they're different.
Not
because you're a nani, because you have enough for yourself, so you're not a nani. But you wouldn't necessarily be able to do these other things because you have enough to live. The definition of a nani is you have enough money to support you and your family for the year. If you don't have enough, then you're a nani. But if you have enough in the bank, or you make a parnassa, so it's coming in, and you have enough to support the family for a year, that's the shear we'll see for peya, and for mortetela, as I say, to be called. If you don't have enough for a year, then you're called an ani, and then you qualify for all the things that an ani, you know, matanas lavyonim, to receive matanas lavyonim, and things like that. Enough to live, food and clothing. Shelter, right? Normal living. You know, you have to sleep in the street, and you have to have a normal life. Yeah. So, in other words, if you qualify for, so then it means so you have enough because you get the food stamps. Okay, we'll see. So you're giving for Chasen Kala, that you're giving money for them.
So what is for
the mitzvah to buy Sfarim? Yeah, it's a mitzvah to buy Sfarim. What? Can lick those Sfarim will move to heaven. Yeah.
It might be just a little more of that. Like if you buy a shot, you know the shot, you buy a shot.
Right.
Learn.
Right, if you're not going to learn, there's no mitzvah. In other words, this idea that people buy antique things, and that's okay, some people like that. Antique, the first edition of the Rabbi Kiva Eger, and, some first edition of some. There are people out there that have all those they have auctions and Sotheby's and all these other interesting things that people are interested in. That's fine. You can be interested in whatever you want. Better be interested in that than some other things that people are interested in. But that's not part of this idea. Because you don't need the first position to learn whatever you need to learn.
it's not the dot, like, to learn, that's
the right.
Like, specifically to learn.
To learn. Not just a...
Even if it's not a first edition, and you get the you're not alerted, it's not a...
Yeah. There's no idea of... Collecting is not part of... You can collect stamps if you want, you know. You collect coins, you know. And that's the Berhagol says. Perish Malav, Hakim Khuyev, Al Koponim, Lassus, Mitzvazu, Rosa Lifter, Menem, Maisa, Ain't Russia. Rosa Lassus came, Mitzvash, Ainuk, Ram, Khuyev, Russia. In other words, it has to be something, a mitzvah that you're not obligated to do. It's something that you're obligated to do, like certain times you're obligated to finance your children, so then if you're obligated, then you can't use it for Maisa Ani. This is your obligation. Maaser Ani kicks in, or Maaser Ksavim kicks in, the things that either dafka aniyim, or mitzvahs that are not a full obligation on you, that you would like to be involved in, so then you can use the Maaser money. Yeah, we'll see. It's going to be in this packet. Okay. And this comes from the Tosefta by Meister Ani. The Tosefta says on page 5, he says, Meister... Okay, yeah, so the question is, what's the right gear? Says it Meister Ani or Meister Sheni? So let's assume like the Chasnei Dov, it's Meiser Ani. Meiser Ani ain't parim b'menu milva v'chov. Right, if you owe money, so that's your obligation. So you can't use Meiser Ani to pay back. Ve'im shalim es ha'gemulin. Gemulin means when people used to take turns in the community doing things for other people, and then they would. Everyone has their turn to host whatever thing they needed to host. And so now it's your turn, so that's like an obligation. So you can't use Meiser Ani for an obligation. The Impoldi Bo is a Shvuyim. You can't do Pidyon Shvuyim because that's an obligation. The Osi Bo is Shushbidus. And you can't... you can't do... Shushbinus, Fichesk Abramsky says, Shurgim Shlov Zelazeb in a suin. In other words, it means that people would give each other gifts for a wedding. So that's what Rabbi Bari always tells me. That he says, you don't have to give Meister and your Chasin the gifts. Because that's like Shushbinus. You're going to, because when you get gifts, and then. But they make a chasin, you'll have to give the gift back. So then it's even. So it's sort of like an obligation, sort of. It's a gift that goes with an obligation. So you can keep the chasin money and without to give the give meiser from it. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky also, okay. Ve'edomus ben adomus tzedakah, v'shachem ben adomus shol gemilos chasadim. But something of gemilos chasadim, that's not exactly, you know, he writes the Yecheskel Abramsky here on page 6 at the bottom, in the Biurim. So in Sudas Havra, he gives an example. You want to give the Sudas Havra to your neighbor when he's coming back from the Beis Olam, so you buy food for him. So that is not your obligation, necessarily. But you want to help him out. Anyone could have done it. So not you don't have a specific obligation. So then,
like
Pidyon Shvuyim. Pidyon Shvuyim saying that's an obligation.
Can
you get salvation on food? Pidyon Shvuyim. So the quick question is: certain times.
Meaning that, like, prati is
the
food.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, not like.
Right, in other words, that they, right, Shvuyim for your wife, or, like, yeah. You have to, if your wife is in the shovel, you have to pay them. Well, put Yeshua that Hamut al Allah. Maybe sometimes the community will say, you know, that somebody in our community is Shavuot, so we're not going to make a tax on the whole community. Everyone should give a certain amount. So then it's a tax on the community. So then that would be. So then you could do it with your Maisa. But not. You have to use your own money. And if you're going to use the Maisa Shafir money.
For what? For the Gmilchasad?
Yeah, you have to. Right. If you're going to use it with Gmilchasad, then you have to tell him so he shouldn't. You shouldn't think you're using your own money. Even it is your own money, but it's my successful. So he might see it, so it shouldn't be. That's what Rabbi Kaskal Abramsky, page 6 at the bottom. Now there's a couple of interesting tshuvas of the Achronim. There's a tshuva in the Be'er Sheva. He says, first he talks about could you use the money for, I guess, call it tuition for your kids? Belimud Bonav Abnosov. And number two, he asks, if you can look at those Mimos Hanal Sifrei Kodesh. So he discusses these two shailas. So on page 9 he says, "V'hashtad zachinu din she'ed a rasha lahotzi mos hamaisa believe it but of kev chukai v'lachov gomer she'el b'no Torah." We're going to have a specific packet on that question. But if you have a chova to teach your son Torah, so then that's your chova. So if you're not doing it, you're getting someone else to do it, so then you have to pay from your own money, not from Meiser. So that's why I have a specific packet just on that. And then he says, so the Maisa is a Shaykh Lani and Dafka. So then he quotes the Rabbah that it's Dafka for Aniyim. So Bebeila, Shein Rosh Hashanah and Maisa, the Shem Dvar Mitzvah, Lo Belim and Bonav, Lo Kriyas Farm. So he says, so therefore it's only for Aniyim. You can't use it for something else, for buying Sfarm. And then he says, "Kol shekem v'ivim shemakas kosav arash, the idish kosav sefer Torah, manichem so basic nesses." So, in other words, the Rosh has a famous opinion that today the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah is fulfilled through buying svarim. So then, that's a chiyuv mitzvah to them to buy svarim. So, meila, so your mitzvah, mitzuvah, gam shloy, yeah. You came ishakos svarim lo mikri tzlag. You came shukhayim leknosim. So the mailer then it can't be from the Meiser. So first he says, really it's only for Aniyim. You know, he's a big believer of the Mariel, that it's only for Aniyim. And even if you want to say otherwise, like the Be'er Hagola, that you can do it for other mitzvahs, but it's only a mitzvah that you're not mechuyevin. But if you're a mitzvah that you're mechuyevin, so if you assume that like the Rosh, that today that we don't learn from the Sifrei Torah, so then we have to buy Sfarim to learn, and that's like a chov of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah.
Ksiva Sefer Torah is one of these once in a lifetime mitzvahs. He's done it, he's done it.
Right.
So therefore, if you bought Sfarim, then you're a partner forever.
If you bought all the Torah,
No, the question is how many Sfarim do you need? That's a good question.
No, the point is, it's two thirds. You just have to learn the whole Torah.
Right.
So back then, they probably knew enough that they just learned the whole Torah. But today,
so you have
to get a shot and a Rambam and a Shofar, that's all in the Torah.
Right, and then Mirchas Chinuch and Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ksos and the Sivas and Shrubas Hadesha. No, he's just supporting the Mariel. And what the Kudi is saying is that Sfarim today is, in other words, even if you want to say not that way, but Sfarim today is lichma the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, so then it's like a chova, a mitzvah chova, and then mitzvah shol. Even if you want to say not like the Mariel, and you can use it for mitzvahs, but that's only mitzvahs that are not absolute chova. But this could be an absolute chova. Okay, the Be'er Sheva is a very from the Gedolei Achronim. You know, whenever you see the Be'er Sheva quoted, it's like that's chashuv. You know, you have to realize that that's Be'er Sheva is like from the Gedolei Haposkim. And the Shavuos Yaakov also, you should take. The Shavuos Yaakov is the same as the Chok Yaakov, right? The Chok Yaakov. And the Chok Yaakov, he made it to the page of Shulchan Aruch. So you got to take him seriously too. So what did he want to know? So look what he wanted to know. Ruvei Shetzarach L'Mesharis HaMeshareses V'Amesagilei L'Fi Avadoso. He needs help in the house. So could he pay, like he? But he wants a better job. You know, in this world you get what you pay for. Right? You say, what's the phrase? You pay peanuts, you get monkeys. Right? So he wants to be able to up the payment so he can get a better job. And the extra payment money that he want to give, the sharsim that he's hiring are from Meister money. So he says, the chardner, the usher, the stomach gum coming us all the shapirta, lashkacha practice. It's for him. It's for his hanua. It's not, in other words, it's not for a diem, and it's not for a mitzvah. It's, you want to get a good job. So it doesn't fit either of these categories that you could use Meiser for that. So that's what he so he says. So first he wants to understand what is the whole chiyuv. So first he says at the bottom of page 11 on the left corner, five lines from the bottom, Yesh lidmos meiser shemafishin min harevach ladin meiser oni, shel tfuo peres. And he says according to that's the box sheet. So he says, but the box says there's no key whatsoever. It's like a midas chasidus, like a chef said. But what about those Maimar Chazal in the Sifrei and the Sikta Rav Kahana? So That's a link to Hadachin Diran, Vaina Tarak Machid of Masa, Shayn Mizetlan. Shayn El Minik. The whole thing's just a Minik. The whole thing is only a Minik. He says, Vetaida on page 12, on the left. Shu came, the Hari Meiser, Ani Betvua, Eno Machui, Litain Rak Shodosh, Shlishis, Vishishis, right? If it's a real din of Meiser Ani, then it should follow the regular the dinim. Uksafim yechama litein tamin b'mashen nasa lo Hashem. I'll call the tikkun rabbanu keinorai. Because if you want to say it's a daraisa, so then it should be the third or the sixth year, like Meiser Ani. If you want to say it's a takana rabbanan, they should have made kein daraisa the third or the sixth year. So he wants to say the fact that it's every year and it's not. He wants to say that just. Shows that the whole thing is just a minute. So the whole thing is just a minute. Because he thinks it would really be at least a chovah de Rabbanan, they would have been masakein dubia the, you know, the third and the sixth year. Or called the tikkun Rabbanan came the raisa tikkun. Or vadei she'en kan chiyu bidina afilu bidrabbanan. Like the Bach. V'chein lo nogu came b'chol b'chomos. And therefore, minute is like any minute. Not every place has a minute. There's a lot of people, young married couples, you know, asking me about Meiser. And they don't even have money for their basic, you know, it's very sure they should start a minhag. They're not making any money themselves. And all the money is they're getting, you know, and now, so if it's a minhag, it doesn't make sense. It's like, at some point out, for some people to have this minhag at a certain point in their life. They hardly have money for their own needs. Oh, so we're going to talk about that. So if it's a minhag, so now what's the minhag? So Maril says, "Ein lasos ma'ase dovin d'var mitzvah." Rashi tein laniim, and that's the Be'er Sheva. So Mela, you can't. Al Yomer HaOmer Dakvar Nishpasei Hamina B'Chasim B'Kala Shem Mishalmim Mimos Ma'ase Akli Zmar Mushasei Suda. So how come people who make chasanas that they use Ma'ase money for the band and for the waiters? So what's the answer to that? So he says, "Fiza mashmas muzul shomet stalka." So we don't. Because the Lashon Rambam Shekosvu the Mutar Litiv Ma'aser Ani L'Tagmulin Shel Gemilas Chasadim. So he says that's part of Gemilas Chasadim. Because the Tosefta says you can use it for Ma'aser Ani, you can even use it for Gemilas Chasadim. Right. So he says that's Gemilas Chasadim. So to be Mesameh Chasa V'Kala is Gemilas Chasadim. B'meila, so that could be, you're saying, even if you want to say that because this, the Tagmulim of Gemilas Chasadim is even for Maisa Ani Mamish. For Maisa Ani Mamish, which is only for an Ani, we still have that leeway. That we allow for Gemilas Chasadim also. Yeah, if you say like the, and according to the right, so the Mariel, no, he's saying like this, because he wants to say even within the Mariel. Because the Mariel just said you can't, What's Gevilas Chassad? In other words, to have the lights of the shul, so that's like a mitzvah to be machzik the Beis Knesses. But he doesn't call that Gevilas Chassad. What's Gevilas Chassad? Is like Hachnosas Kala, Vayasaneis, you know, like the things. Whereas in our terminology today, you know, whenever you do a good thing, we will call it it's a mitzvah. It's, you know, we don't have the categories. We just say any good thing, that's a mitzvah. You know, people don't know what's a mitzvah, you know, but they call it a mitzvah.
Would they hear to say that the whole of the Ramah is basically only from Makom Shnayim?
Right, the whole Chiyuv is a minhag.
Right, I mean, when the Ramah said Makom Shnayim, he only means Makom Shnayim Minhag.
And therefore, the minhag is to take, give the anim.
Right, the makom sheish minhag
is
to give
maaser
only for anim.
Right. Now, he says, what about the idea that people are using it for the chasana? So he says, well, anim also includes gemilas chasodim, but with haraya, the tosefta, which is maaser animamish, which is the real deal, and we can still give for chesed. So.
Would he say that the
Ramah
thinks that? The
Ramah
doesn't write.
No, he's not saying the Ramah says that. He's saying that. Right. And he's saying that within the Mariel, even though I don't know if the Mariel really said that.
But
that's what he's saying. You know. So, if you... In other words, so within the Adiyam camp, one could expand it to... Gomel Chasodim. Right, he holds like the Bach. It's just a minig, and he also holds the minigs for Aniyim, but included in Aniyim is also Gomel Chasodim. So anytime you help, so what's Gomel Chasodim? How do you define Gomel Chasodim? So Hachrasas Kalal, Vasimes, those things. Yeah, but the question is whether there was they could afford. They could afford there was to live the regular expenses. Now they're waiting at a wedding, so that's. Yes, so that's Gemilas Chasodim, but that's not part of Aniyim. Because Aniyim just means to make sure they can live. Maybe it's not part of life. Maybe life is that you get 10 people and you go to somebody's apartment and you shtel a chuppah in somebody's apartment.
Isn't the minimum everybody pays for their own weddings, their own kids' weddings?
Right. So that's why that's called Gemilas Chasadim. That's Gemilas Chasadim that he should have, that Yitaka should have something more for a wedding. Not just have 10 people come in somebody's living room. And, So that's included in Aniyim, even though he's not technically an Ani. He's not technically an Ani. He has, again, the definition of an Ani is somebody who doesn't have money for a year's life.
Yeah, but as we just said before, that if it's something that is normal, like on the hook, you shouldn't say, well, why is he being the bazar on this? If that's what the normal thing is, that's what the normal thing is. The normal thing is having a wedding like that.
Right. But he's saying from a different perspective.
They think it's not going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So all these people that are going around saying
Achnasas Kala
really are
really
lower.
It's not.
I think I'm giving
the dog.
I'm really just
doing well, a lot of these people might be
real Aniyim
also.
But they're collecting from
Achnasas Kala. Right, they're collecting from
Achnasas Kala. That's just a pitch.
The pitch. Yeah.
That's what I meant. I thought that was a pitch.
Right. So Achnasas Kala, that's Gemilas Chasodim. So that's Gemilas Chasodim.
I'm saying, so I have two guys, one guy's calling for an audience, the other guy's not
So, okay, we have to do, cause that's why we have to learn the halachas of Kedima, which gets Kedima.
That's an intidaka, this is not
Kedima. Yeah, okay, we'll see. And, but then the, you know, the tshuva, this is tshuva, the, page 14. The Maria Sad is one of the famous Hungarian rabbanim. It's unfortunate in the literature world they never heard of him. And in the Hasidic Hungarian world, he's like, it's called Chuvis Mari, Mari Asad, or it's also called Chuvis Yehuda Yala. There's one sefer that I think he gave, there are two names to the sefer. Chuvis Mari Asad or Chuvis Yehuda Yala. So he says, dues in the shul. Could you, he says, Asher Shalom Lashal, Halach L'maisa Misha Doheg V'maisa K'safim U'par Me'en Rosh HaMaisha Lo Kol Tzorche HaKihila HaMagia Ilav L'shalom Al Kalkol V'gam Kadam Hem V'mos HaMaisa B'komus Yeshiva V'veis HaKnesses HaKadosha. Seats in the shul. Al Pigirun Kismo V'mos HaMaisa So Al Kalkol V'binyan HaMais HaKnesses V'lam L'shalom V'zahor HaMagia Al Kalkol V'chol Shechayovim because he wants to pay his membership dues. So he has a chiv. He says, "If he pshit the milsa, the lo yotza yidei chovos, nidol lekayim mitzvah ma'isa k'sofim b'tashlum manal, ki ikul aniyim, amalo l'tashlumim, afil shol mitzvah chutz b'kniya sfarim, v'kayotzi. V'kol shakim lefro mehem chovos hakol, the lo." One second. So he says that you. Depends where you live. Yeah, okay. That's a different story.
You're saying you can't pay membership. That's like a
chiyuv. That's a chiyuv, and you're getting. Right. That's a chiyuv, and you're getting. Right. And the same thing he has, the Melamed Lahoel of David Zvi Hoffman. He says, Misha Noe Lahafish Maisek Safin Rotsa Lanakos Mikensa Maisa Mashonosu Lakohol. Again, you want to pay to the kahila, the shul, whatever. He says no. He says Mashmur. He said the ikim mitzvah. First, he quotes the medrash that we saw today. This I got excited. You know, first when I saw, I told you the Sifrei Tosas on Daf Tes. I couldn't find it. I was like felt a little bad. But then when I saw the Rav David Zvi Hoffman says. He says, "V'lozim loshet ikah chiyuva the sifrei fourth line v'leisa b'sifrei." Oh, that I felt good. So he officially says it's not in the sifrei. So I know I wasn't going crazy. El b'yalkut v'ani receive a p'sikta de Rav Kahana. So that was when I got very excited. Oh, it's a p'sikta de Rav Kahana. So that's why I zirik the p'sikta de Rav Kahana. It's also tafu, but b'kan rabbis of the farsha yomim u'bali prakmatia. Votzi Yisrael Amalei Torah. Mashmi said, the Iker Mitzvahs, Maisek Sovim, Litein, Lom Dimanim. O Luknos Sfarim, O Menas Lashirim, Lanim. So that's the Iker thing, Torah. Avogav, the Akshav, Ein Medaknik, Imekah. Vidosin Lani, Ein Olam. Hainim Shem, the Mestom, Mitchila, Hayadaito, Shem Kach. Avo Litein, Mimenu, Lekal, Vaday lo yadaito mitchilo kach avogav dakol motzim harbe. In other words, if you give it to the shul, you know the shul has a stock of fund. Yeah, we say not all of it's going there. It's also going to be used for other things. The shul has different functions that they have, social functions that they have that are not, for aniyim. So then, and we hold, so kaimel ein breira. So you can't say whatever it was used for aniyim is hoover.
Not even
Rabbana,
but
Yisrael. Yeah. Sounds like Chasam and Rabbi Shem Yachol. Yeah. So then he also he opposes this idea.
Is it shy to say that the only one that is like the community could be make a certain like chiyuv on each individual to give to the shul or something like that?
Right.
Like there's a chiyuv part of the community you have to give to the shul to make the coffee. But if I don't pay for the so do me something like.
Right. So again, if you hold from the tzad that it's only faniyim, and maybe aniyim can include me with the tzadim, that was one way. If you hold from the other tzad that you can even do it for the nearest space, the tzad that the mariel was going against. So the question is, this packet today are the people. The Aniyim people that said that it's Dafke Faniyim.
Yeah, but
is it
like
Gemiras Chasadim? And Gemiras Chasadim is the one.
So I'm saying that the shul in their time be considered for Yehovah, but in our time be considered Gemiras Chasadim. Because now there's no like chiyuv they can impose on you.
There's only one shul, so what if
you're true? Yeah, but let's say if you don't pay, you can't go. But just saying, maybe one of those, like, based on this, there's a chiyuv on everyone to contribute, like the building fund in the school, like, they're machayim, it's part of your chiyuv.
Right. But the people who don't pay, so they don't pay.
Right, but that's a chiyuv you can't pay.
Right.
It's not like the shul, like the shul say we have a chiyuv, machayim, you
But it's still not a name. maybe it's Gemilas Chasadim.
Right.
I don't know if that's cool. Gemilas Chasadim, I think. Gemiras Chasadim, when they're talking about Gemiras Chasadim, they mean Levayas Hameis, and, the official Gemiras Chasadim. Now, today, we use Gemiras Chasadim for anything nice, anything that's nice. That's Gemiras Chasadim. But when the Tosafot was talking about Gemiras Chasadim, he was talking about the official Gemiras Chasadim. Well, that's, Halvas Hameis, Hachnas Kala, those are the...
Let me ask you, let's say giving money to a yeshiva.
Well, yeah, right. So we're going to have. Right, so that's upcoming packet. Upcoming packet about giving money to the yeshiva. Right, the neighbors. Okay, the last thing is the Tshuvas Pri Hasada, also a classic sefer that no one heard of. Also from the, not from the Litvish Olam, but also a classic sefer. He's a rich fellow. The case key admits the Sefer Torah. Buying a Sefer Torah from the sofer, could he use Meiser Ksafim money? So he says, so he quotes the Mariel, the Ramah, then he quotes the Shach. So he says the same thing over here. Tachah gam ki b'loy mos meiser, he could write a sefer Torah, so then it's you can lo havi dov v'shem chov v'mutol shalom mos meiser. Umam achar yid k'sas yish layin mos mos zoch bo adim havi k'moshar meiser. So zoch bo adim, so therefore so it's not for the Adim. He says, even Sfarim is better, the Adim could use it, but the Sefer Torah. The Shem also admits of the Tova Lachay, Mashaikim, Sefer Torah, Mustabi Eshlot Tzivo Gam Sefer Torah Cheres. So the Adim are not getting anything from this.
Why don't have to wait for
So to buy Svarim, the Aniyim will learn from the Svarim. He doesn't have money to, for the Noni, he doesn't have money for excise. So then that you can use for Meiser and lend it to Aniyim who need to learn the excise. But to have another Sefer Torah, just to have another Sefer Torah so they'll have more people for Hakafas. The shul has 10 Sefer Torah already. So they want to have another Sefer Torah. So he says that that's not Aniyim, and that's not Gemilas Chasadim. So again, if you're from the other camp that says all mitzvahs, the neiros are good, so maybe this would also be okay. Not a Sefer Torah. But if you're from the people who have Aniyim, the only leeway we have beyond Aniyim is Gemilas Chasadim. That's like similar enough to Aniyim to get to be involved in the official
and Aniyim is but to buy Svarim to lend them out, so that's good, even according to the mitzvah only people, the Aniyim only people. We'll see. In other words, the shul is having want to build a new mikvah or something like that. So we'll talk about that as well. So that's a mitzvah, but it's not necessarily have a nicer mikvah.
The fact that a kohen could use it covers that. Like it sounds like
the
like it gives
one to
a shul and
the
kohen could
use those one. Yeah, I'm gonna lend it out. So the Aniyim could borrow it, so that would be included.
But that's specifically
lending money. I can't give it a shul. In fact, I mean, the Aniyim could establish that. I guess the Aniyim could come to the shul and use. But he says that if you hold from Aniyim, then it's like shtikl gezel Aniyim not to give to an Aniyim. If you hold whatever sheet you hold, whether you hold it Sederaisa, you hold it Sederabana, you hold it Sederabana, but it's... So that, again, Chassam Sofer wanted to say that the sheet that holds Vanim is holding it Sederaisa, but others point out it's Beferish in the Maril that he says it's a Minhag. Which is a Betshuvah Samaril we saw last time. And it says Beferish that Meisek Sofer is a Minhag, and yet he's the one who all says only a mitzvah. So it doesn't work so well with what the Chassam Sofer, that's... People have tainus that the Chassam Sofer makes it harba hatalia, that if you hold it so the rice, then it's only for the Aniyim. Because the Marinel himself is the one who says only for the Aniyim, and he holds it's a minig and the tshuva, so. Okay, so these are some of the. So what we saw today, we saw the first chazal that we saw of the quasi Sifri. We saw the idea of Amole Torah that we never saw before, that there's an adifus, like the Chofetz Chaim said, to Amole Torah. And then we have the basic machlokas between the Maril, only Aniyim, and the Biragola and the Shach, that they allow other mitzvahs that you wouldn't have been able to do otherwise. And then we also saw this chiddush in the Tosefta, that even by Maisa Ani Mamish, which is only Fanir, there's a leeway of Gemilas Chasadim, but only the Gemilas Chasadim that's not a full chova. Like if you have a chiv to do Pinyan Shvuyim, then that's a chova, you can't use it. But if you want to... You want to volunteer to be involved and to give money for the chasinos, things like that. Then that's gemilas chasadim, which is not a chova. And then you could, even according to the Mariel's camp, these are chronim saying you could use from my sermon. Okay. For those that didn't get a pack of one or two, please wait one.